Hello and welcome. It is Eric Erickson here, the Eric Erickson Show across the nation. The phone number is 877-97-ERIC, 877-973-7425, if you would like to be a part of this here program. Now, we must talk about the border for a moment. Pete Ducey, he's been up at the White House asking the tough questions. No one else seems to want to act. If I can fire up the audio here of this, he just had this exchange at the White House with Jen Psaki.
I have a question about the numbers that you gave and the math. So there are 15,000 migrants under the Del Rio Bridge Saturday. If you add up the ones that you say were expelled or released, it's less than 5,000. Say there's 5,000 that are still left. Where's everybody else?
I'm happy to get you a more fruitful rundown for you, if helpful, from the Department of Homeland Security.
Okay. So here we go.
Okay. And when you talk about how some of these people are being placed in removal proceedings, that does not mean removed, correct?
That means they're in the process of going through a removal proceeding so that we can it can go through the process, our immigration process that's long been in place.
Wait a second. Hang on. One more.
We understand that basically most of these people that are going into removal proceedings are being put on either buses from Del Rio to El Paso and Laredo, or being flown to Tucson with no COVID testing unless they show symptoms. How is that helping anybody stop the spread?
Again, we have a protocol and process in place as it relates to COVID in terms of testing and quarantining. And also vaccines are provided for a range of migrants by our partner organizations in the region. What is happening now is that, as I outlined yesterday, is that if individuals cannot be expelled under Title 42, they are placed in removal proceedings, as you referred to. That may require them being placed in ICE detainment facilities, or it may require being given a notice to appear, where biometric data and other data is taken. In terms of their transportation methods, I'd certainly point you to the Department of Homeland Security.
So we have a protocol that doesn't include mandatory vaccines. They can be provided the vaccines. Meanwhile, according to Josh Krashauer at National Journal, new Pew Research Center survey is out. There's been a 13 percentage point decline in the share of Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents who approve of Joe Biden's performance. Overall, Joe Biden's performance has now sunk to 44% in the Pew Research Survey, which is interesting data to come along. Let's see what his job approval is. Down 4 points in the Real Clear Politics polling average. They haven't factored in the Pew Survey yet. This comes on the heels of Gallup having him at 43 and Rasmussen having him at 45. So all the different pollsters are kind of in there. The Nuclear Politics average has him at 46% approve, 50% disapprove, which is dangerous territory for the Democrats headed into the midterms. Now, this all comes with this headline from, of all places, NBC News. DHS seeks contractor to run migrant detention facility at Gitmo. Guards who speak Haitian Creole. Subtitle, Department of Homeland Security told NBC News it is not sending and will not send Haitian nationals being encountered at the southwestern border to the Guantanamo Bay facility. Wait, what? What? So they're seeking a contractor to run a migrant detention facility at Gitmo, but they're not going to send Haitian nationals encountered at the southwest border to Gitmo? What? Here we go. Let's dive into this. A little-known immigrant holding facility on the base has a capacity of 120 people, the record says, and it will have an estimated daily population of 20 people, according to solicitations for bids issued Friday by the Department of Homeland Security. The service provider will be responsible to maintain on-site the necessary equipment to erect temporary housing facilities for populations that exceed 120 and up to 400 migrants in a surge event. The records provide no indication the Biden administration is planning to transfer migrants from the southern border to Guantanamo Bay. In the recent past, migrants picked up at sea have been housed there for short periods. In a statement to NBC News, DHS said it is not sending and will not send Haitian nationals being encountered at the southwest border to the Migrant Operations Center in Gitmo. The Migrant Operations Center has been used for decades to process migrants interdicted at sea for third country resettlement. The request for information recently posted is a typical routine first step in a contract renewal and unrelated to the southwest border. Does anybody really believe that? Now, let's just take them at their word. It's Haitians fleeing by sea. Notice they're not going across. If y'all don't know the geography, Haiti is an island nation. But the island is shared with another country. That other country is the Dominican Republic. Haiti shares it with the Dominican Republic, and the Dominican Republic is a rather stable country on the island of Hispaniola. Yes. Now, what is the big difference between them? Well, if you want to know what a real big difference is, there was a big uprising, and the French had one side, and the Spanish had another side, and then the British were involved for a while, and then there was independence, and it just seems essentially that the Haitian side that was largely French is far less stable than the Dominican side, which actually fought mightily for their independence and got it set up. And there's a big difference in the colonial powers over time. There's a big difference in the attitudes. And the reality is that the Dominican Republic doesn't want the Haitian refugees flooding into the Dominican Republic because they're afraid the Haitian refugees on the island of Hispaniola trying to cross the border will destabilize the Dominican Republic, which has actually become a pretty popular tourist site for Americans. You don't have a lot of Americans saying, I think I'm going to go to Haiti on vacation. No, they go to the Dominican Republic on the other side of the island. And so the Haitians, some of them are fleeing by sea. Now, to give you an idea of where they are, Haiti is on the western side of the island of Hispaniola, and right across the sea from Port-au-Prince is Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. And so they can go there, or they could wander north to the Turks and Caicos, or they can wander south of Cuba to Jamaica, but a lot of them, they wind up heading off towards Guantanamo Bay, where the Americans control it. And they're hoping that they can somehow get into the United States that way, and they can't. Now, there are fallout problems from this. We're not dealing with the border situation at all. They're only just now really trying to claim it's a crisis. It is not a stable situation. And of course, on MSNBC, they're screaming that it's a white supremacist issue.
Yeah, I mean, it's not surprising, right, that given the white supremacist roots of this nation, that our immigration system is also reflective of that anti-blackness that exists. And so, you know, the situation that we have right now, Jeff, is that we have the Biden administration that has prioritized racial equity and racial justice. And for this to be happening, for Black migrants to be deported, for Haitian migrants to be deported to a country that is suffering a recent earthquake and a political assassination of their president, This is just completely unacceptable. And so we are urging the administration to ensure that they stop deportations back to Haiti, that they provide the due process that is necessary to ensure that these individuals have the opportunity to go through our legal immigration system. And look, it's important to remember that the last administration decimated our asylum and refugee system, and that the President Biden ran on a vision for a 21st century immigration system that is grounded in racial and economic equity, that centers the humanity and dignity of migrants. We need them to go back to that vision and implement that vision and to stop what they are doing right now at the border, which is immoral and inhumane and cruel as well.
It's immoral and humane. It's cruel, and it's white supremacy. White supremacy to keep the Haitians out of the country. Maxine Waters, not exactly a genius.
They're able to petition to get into the country. What the hell are we doing here?
Right.
What we witness takes us back hundreds of years. What we witness was worse than what we witnessed in slavery.
What? 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 What did she just say? This, wait a second, that it's worse than what we witnessed in slavery, grabbing a Haitian immigrant by his shirt from a horse is worse than lynchings, grabbing a Haitian immigrant by his shirt is worse than a hanging, grabbing a Haitian by his shirt is worse than the slave beatings, grabbing a Haitian by his shirt is worse than slavery? Really? This is the Democratic talking point. Man, we should let Maxine Waters talk at all times. I mean, the Republicans will get like a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate, and they ain't even got a two-thirds of the Senate up for election. All the Democrats in the Senate will convert out of shame. This is insane. You know who's having none of this? Henry Cuellar. Now, you got to listen to Henry Cuellar. Cuellar is a Democrat from South Texas. Cuellar should be in the dominant upswing position in South Texas, except he's sinking rapidly in the minority because he's a Democrat. Everyone looked at Henry Cuellar and thought, this is the future of Texas Democrats. He and the Castro brothers, who don't actually speak Spanish, they're the future of Democrats in Texas. And suddenly they're not. They're on the minority because the Hispanic South Texans that Cuellar represents are rapidly becoming Republicans. So the Democrats, if they want to win, they need to pay attention to him, and they're ignoring him. This is what he has to say.
Well, you know, surely, can you do both at the same time? Absolutely. Let me give you an example. President Obama and Secretary Jay Johnson, they treated the migrants with respect and dignity, but at the same time, they followed the law. If they're not supposed to be here, then with all due respect, you got to send them back. And you don't have to send them to Haiti because, as you mentioned, some of those folks were flying in as tourists into Mexico, whether it was from Chile, Brazil, Ecuador, the other countries. So you send them back to the countries where they were at. And again, I understand what's happening in Haiti, and we got to provide assistance. But if you read the asylum law, the assassination of a president is not a reason to come in under asylum. An earthquake, even though it's terrible, doesn't allow you to come into the United States under the asylum law. Or even cartel violence, that doesn't fall under the asylum law. So if we change the law, that's one thing. But under the law, yes, you can treat people with respect. President Obama and Secretary Jay Johnson did that. So, yes, there is an example out there, a playbook that we can follow. Now, I know some of my more progressive Democrats don't like what President Obama did. They call him the commander of deportation. But I tell you something about President Obama and Secretary Jay Johnson. They treated people with respect, but they follow the law. Otherwise, why have laws on the books?
Follow the law. That's a Democrat from South Texas whose district is being impacted by this, telling his other Democratic colleagues, including the progressives, you got to treat people with dignity, but you got to follow the law, and we're not following the law. You got to start deporting people. He's right. That the Democrats won't listen to him is pretty damning and going to have an impact. Well, so this is bigger news than I was saying earlier. It actually is. First of all, by the way, the House of Representatives has voted just now to provide the $1 billion in funding to Israel's Iron Dome system. It's a rebuke to the progressives in the House on a bipartisan basis. The progressives in the House of Representatives are the ones who blocked it. It has been restated. Now, the Republicans are not going to vote for the overall package, but they did vote to add that back in. The other thing, though, is the Pew Research numbers that are just out. And several people are pointing this out, including John Gremlich, who is a Pew Research writer and editor, that Pew Research is the last polling company in America to have Joe Biden's approval above 50%. No more. Now, they don't poll as regularly on this issue, but it is now down at 44%, which corroborates all the other polling of his unpopularity. This is it. With his administration facing multiple challenges at home and abroad, President Joe Biden's job approval rating has fallen sharply in the past 2 months. Fewer than half of U.S. adults, 44%, now approve of the way Biden is handling his job as president, while 53% disapprove. This marks a reversal in Biden's job approval rating since July, when a 55% majority approved of him and 43% disapproved. Since spring, public confidence in Biden has declined across several issues. In March, majorities expressed confidence in him across 6 of 7 dimensions, including his handling of COVID and foreign and economic policies. Today, about half still express confidence in his handling of the coronavirus and the economy. Who the hell are those people? The majorities have little or no confidence in him in 4 other areas. Positive evaluations of several of Biden's personal traits and characteristics have shown similar decreases. Compared with March, fewer adults say Biden cares about people like them, and fewer describe him as standing up for his beliefs, honest, a good role model, and mentally sharp. While opinions about Biden remain sharply divided along partisan lines, the decline in his public standing has come among members of both parties. On his job rating, for example, there's been a 13 percentage point decline in the share of Democrats and Democrat-leaning independents who approve of Biden's performance, from 88% to 75%. Only 9% of Republicans and Republican-leaning voters approved, down from 17% 2 months ago. Now, what is a Democrat-leaning independent? Well, Pew does something a lot of pollsters don't do, and they ask independent voters which party they normally vote for. They're an independent, but no, there really aren't a lot of independents in this country. Independents tend to have a bias one way or the other. They're swingier, but they're still a bias. They ask the independent voters, who do you normally vote for, Democrat or Republican? And the ones who are Democrat-leaning independents, they're put off on Biden as well. The new survey was conducted among 10,371 adults. 27% of Americans in the same survey approve of Republican leaders. The decline in approval is down 5 percentage points. The decline in approval rating for Democrats is even larger. From 50%, it's fallen to 39%. Wow. And the public's becoming more pessimistic about the economy. This isn't good for the Democrats. To some degree, you can see the panic setting in amongst them when it comes to their handling of issues in Congress. And I think that's there's going to be some level of long-term fallout here for the Democrats as we head into the midterms. It's not going to be good. Now, one of the other big issues is going to be crime, because it's having big issues in the actual data out from the FBI. We'll talk about that when we come back.